Good morning, brethren. What an orderly group. Everybody's seated. I don't have to clap their hands. Everybody's just ready to go. Well, that's wonderful. Let's open with a use of a different hymn instead of opening our usual theme hymn. Let's open a hymn 170, Glory My Home, and then we'll have our Bethel service after that. And by the way, if anybody has, since I'm here, if anybody has cell phones, would you remember to turn them off now so I don't forget to make that announcement or put them on vibrate or whatever you need. 170, we're going to sing that, all the verses. We'll be seated for all of them. Thank you, friends. And then we'll go have our Bethel service. Hymn 34 in the book. And we'll sing that. And as I look over the audience, I keep thinking, there's so many different ones online. I think we had quite a number yesterday. So it's very nice to recognize our brethren online. So we can be singing for them and they'll be singing with us. So hymn 34. And at the last verse... I think maybe, well, no, we'll have our Bethel service, then we'll have a hymn, prayer. Okay, hymn 34.
Come, let us love Him, our journey pursue.
We'll have our morning devotions at this time. We're going to ask Brother Bill Davis to read the resolve for us, Roger Smith to read the vow, and Brother Joe Schell to read the manna text and comment in that order, please, friends.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought, my desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of the congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Manna for September 1st. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to hear my name, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Acts 9:15. It is because we see Jesus to be the Father's choice that we unite ourselves to him. Because we see the Father's character manifested in him, that we leave all to follow him. Similarly, if we lend our aid, our support to any human being in connection with the divine plan and service, it should be simply upon this ground. not merely a personal magnetism or favoritism, but because our hearts are touched by the Lord with a realization of the leader being of his appointment. The text again, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel."
Thank you, brethren. Appreciate that. Just a few announcements to make. You've probably heard some of them before, but we always... anybody who is staying at this facility, if you are returning home today, you need to check out by noon after the conclusion of the panel discussion. That was one thing. And for the safety of children, the hotel management has requested that we remind parents that children are not permitted to sit on the floor during the regular meeting sessions and are not permitted to stand on the furniture in the hallways. And a children's class has been arranged for 11 o'clock today in the Naperville boardroom down the hall. That could be done at the end of the first session here. And just to let you know, Brother Brian Kutcher has been very diligent in doing things for the brethren. He has, he's making DVDs, and also he has a number of cross and crown pins at a very, very reasonable price that he's purchased in a lot, many, and you can come up here and view them and see Brother Brian, and if you have any of that or you want to have MP3 files for your home listening, you can also check with Brother Brian, or you can email him with your order, which is on Brother Ron's, old Ron's list. And, you know, we always have a number of them. We got to thumb through all the announcements to see if we've made it all. But I just want to, particularly as we did yesterday, welcome the brethren that are here for the first time. They may be not able to come yesterday, but we're glad to see you out here today. And as I think of the brethren online, and that it's a fairly large convention that way, so it makes it quite nice, and I appreciate the smiling faces in front of me. One of the things that you're up in front, you could look at all the brethren are smiling faces. When you're sitting in back of somebody, buddy, all you see is the back here or some bald spots or whatever. No offense to the brothers, but it's a wonderful thing that we have such a variety of brethren. I think that's all the announcements I'm supposed to make. All right,